right. Welcome, everyone. This is the January 22nd, 2024 meeting of the Central Business District HDLC Architectural Review Committee. Roll call, Robert Boyd present, Robbie Candelosi present, Miriam Salas present, Randy Hutchison present, Ashley King absent. We have four members constituting a quorum. Second item on the agenda is the minutes from the December 19, 2023 meeting. Are there any comments or is there a motion?
Move to approve.
Second.
We have a motion by Robbie Candelosi and a second by Miriam Salas. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. The next item on the regular agenda is 744 Camp Street. Megan, you want to sit at the end? And can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Megan Bell and 1209 Florida Street.
This is an application for the renovation of a non-contributing rated one-story parking structure, including a new storefront. This was before you guys, about 6 months ago. The stair has been removed and now a storefront is being proposed.
Okay, just to give a little background on what's changed and also just context, because it's a little unusual. So 748 is an existing restaurant space. It's been closed for several years, but they plan to renovate it and open a new restaurant through 748. And then 744, which is now owned by the same property owner, will be like an expansion of the existing restaurant and used for event spaces, events that are in compliance with like zoning definitions, basically. So what's changed is that originally they planned to leave the 744 building unconditioned, and they were also trying to solve for some egress issues with the back stair. For budget reasons, they've decided to just leave the back stair and go through some appeal processes for the egress issues. And then because they're conditioning the building now, they need a building envelope, which requires us to put in a storefront. So one question we had, it is in the multimodal overlay where there's different design criteria on the zoning side. The one that I'm aware of that may come into play is that we don't, on the 744 proposed design at the moment, have 50% glazing. But some feedback that we got early in the process was that they might view 744 and 748 in tangent, and that the glazing calculation could be done that way. What we're showing currently is that we would replace the metal panel cladding to the same height as what's existing, and then do a kind of storefront box insertion into the lower half of the facade, and then just to keep the kind of prior industrial use of the building evident, potentially turn that corrugated panel siding into this kind of recessed alcove entryway. And I think that's it. It's a pretty complicated project, so if there are any questions. And I included the first page in the printout has the two properties adjacent to each other.
I'm concerned about the recessed alcove and the homeless in there. You're going to be back in a couple of months asking to put something there to stop them from living in there. And I think it ought to be addressed now as part of the overall design.
Continue.
What are you doing with the metal panels on the facade? Before, you were keeping them. Are these being replaced?
Yes, I think they need to be replaced.
Because one of them needs to be.
Yeah, and they're not in great shape. I think before, when it was like they were just leaving it open air, it was fine to keep them. But now we're going to insulate behind them and do a weather barrier and traditional detailing.
So, man, well, I think it's a good idea to impose an ambient space, conditional space, because you have such an industrial sort of finish with the corrugated metal. You're coming with a fairly traditional storefront, and I think there's sort of a disconnect. And I know it's going to be tricky because you're carrying a similar storefront rhythm and treatment to what is in your 748 property. So you're trying to respond to what is next to you horizontally. But then it's like very divorced from what is above from you.
Yes.
So I guess you're having like a, which one I respond to, right? Like what is to my right, to my side, or to what is right above.
So. Right. And I think it's also an effort to not just create an entirely new facade, which I think, you know, would get us into some kind of faux historical design. So it's a unique problem.
So what I wonder, if it should even simplify your profile, like in your solid piece, you have some level of reveal that I think is borrowing from next door.
Mm-hmm.
What happens is that gets even further simplified and fits more in the industrial styling, that is very minimal, right? Because there is not much detailing to it. In a sense, like, it's clean detailing, but it's not reveals, etc. And maybe it does inherit some of the horizontal data from next door,
mm-hmm.
but it reads better with industrial materials that is above.
So you're saying to bring the storefront glazing down, or?
No. So you know how she has a lot of, like in the base of the storefront, mm-hmm. like the rectangle within the rectangle, etc.
Mm-hmm.
It should simplify that, even less medium there. So it feels a little more industrial in character. And I understand she's trying to mirror next door.
Or could it be and part of the storefront system, and that's just the solid panel versus the glass?
Yeah.
And it's one less material to detail, too.
But I think, are you trying to do that for, like, some...
Something that's not... That doesn't look like a wood panel.
Yeah, but I'm thinking that you're trying to raise that, so, for VFA.
Yes.
Yeah, so you're trying to raise that for... dry floor proofing, I'm assuming that you maybe want to do it like less revealing.
Right. Not all composite wood trim.
Huh?
Not out of wood trim.
Yeah.
I think I agree with those comments very much. I'd like to see have a little bit more of the industrial character of the metal above. When I look at the view on the top, it looks like that new storefront is almost exactly in the same plane as the metal panels up above. It feels like it, at the very least, if it were pushed back a little bit, just so that it's not all in the same plane, I think that would really help.
Yeah, I think we pushed it back a little bit, but if it's not registering, it probably does need to be more.
So, I mean, I guess I might disagree with you guys a little bit, just because the modern is really just a blank second floor wall, creative metal, so there's really not much. And I actually think that the beginnings of the storefront could maybe could, you know, back off on some of the detailing, but I think it's okay. I almost would rather see it just kind of completely come across the whole thing, and I would probably more directly match and plan, you know, where that alcove is on 748, and then so my alcove wouldn't be further back unless it absolutely, because it has to be. Or, but if there's a way to design it that you don't have to do that, I think what I'm trying to say is I would like that whole ground floor to just sort of feel a little bit more like 748, and then the way that storeroom or trash room ties into the wall, I think it's actually complicating things. So if you could kind of separate that and if it moves back or whatever, such that you don't have to, it's not part of the design solution, then you could probably get two doors in there. And then it, to me, that reads very clear. You know, you have kind of a historicist storefront, and then you have a blank panel above, and it's all plain, it's all very clear.
Yeah, I definitely saw it as like an intentional juxtaposition, but I did think potentially bringing the metal cladding into the alcove would make that a little more obvious kind of play, but I was interested in hearing everybody's thoughts because I haven't had this exact circumstance before, and I realize this is a really important street front.
Are both of these doors going to be used by guests, or is one of them a service door?
There are a couple things about the layout that were kind of being fed by the client, and they feel very strongly about. And I would not normally do like the trash room volume that's within the space. The way I believe they intend to use it is that they want to have a plant shop in like the tenant space that has the storefront within 744. And then the corridor that goes by the trash room and the walk-in cooler would be like the entrance for events. I'm not sure why they would want to bring people by the trash room necessarily. Mm. I mean, it's conditioned, but I think that's kind of their vision for how they would operate it.
I totally see from an operational point of view having the trash room there because you're having to track. You don't having to drag your trash out far distance. And if you're having an event, you could discreetly get things in and out. It's less wear and tear, less dirt. Operationally, getting deliveries directly to the walk-in. Mm-hmm. I see it from an operational point of view, like why it's there.
Is actually,
right, as long as it's, you know, has a separate exhaust and it's kept clean, it shouldn't be an issue. Yeah.
Well, so I was under the impression that they would use that door more like a service door and bring people in through the recess door that goes through the storefront. And they just recently said, no, we would still have that be like the main entrance, which is fine. I just like kind of envisioned it differently when we were working through the design of it.
Oh, they might switch that.
Yeah.
Once that's reality. But, yeah. I mean.
Well, like in your interior, in your elevation that you show on A200, it does read very main door to me, right?
So yeah.
I could see if there are guests arriving. I would assume that's my main door.
Yes.
But otherwise, it's more hidden.
The other thing that we're not showing is there will be new electrical service to the building, potentially 2 meters and meter disconnects. And so we're trying to get at least some solid portion of wall to mount that to.
Yeah.
So my thought was it would be within that alcove.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any public comment regarding 744 Camp Street? Hearing none, is there any more discussion? Or is there a motion?
I think it's close enough to be there that would say that any, in my opinion, anything else from the local staff.
All right, so okay on changing metal panels, no comments on that. Storefront, or the treatment of the ground floor openings, what is the motion on that?
Or simplifying them a bit.
Okay. Less traditional detail, like?
Just simplify.
Simplify, okay. That's an interpretation.
Yeah. And if you start, I don't feel comfortable and they come back, right? I think that they know what it is.
Okay. And then the recessed alcove proposed looking at adding a gate or
a roll down something to address it because it's much deeper than the adjoining one. And Bozeman Inn's right there. You know it's going to be filled.
Oh, yeah, it's inviting.
It's very inviting.
Especially this time of year.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
And during St. Patrick's, we had constant problems even in the parking lot, the driveway there with people setting up residence.
Any other comments? Is that enough for a motion? You want me to reframe that?
Wendy, you got it?
I got it.
Okay, I'll second your motion then.
We have a motion by Ashley King and a second by Robbie Cangelizzi. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
Thank you.
All right, the next item is 317 Jerome Street. The applicant present. And what is the office? All right. Wendy, were we accepting them?
Yeah. They actually showed up to the last meeting by accident, so I'm not sure.
This is the awning we looked at before, so can we just look at this again without them, or do they have to be here?
We can. I am not sure if it's going to be what you guys wanted, but I can definitely read through it.
Go ahead and proceed and make comments, and we can send them along to them.
Okay. Yeah. This is an application for an installation of a retractable awning system at a landmark. The previous meeting, it was deferred due to the proposed awning system must meet the setback requirement set forth by the HDLC guidelines. The ARC recommended that the awning system be further refined so that it is less industrial and more contextual to the building or the existing rooftop addition. Staff would also like to note that rooftop additions to significant rated buildings are not permitted by the guidelines, and that this proposal will require commission review. So this is more of a, you can recommend an approval, but you can't, you know.
Make
right. I know there was questions about the previously approved rooftop addition, and that was a commission approval that overrided the ARC denial. Way back in 2015. So that is how that also came about, because I know that was a question as well.
Okay.
Let's deny this and put it to the commission.
Right. I mean,
that is, yeah, basically make some recommendations and then.
Yeah. I know who was, I see what was behind, yeah. There's other systems that they could look at that would do the same thing, but doesn't have that sort of heavy metal.
Mm-hmm.
Fascia. It's a little bit.
That's
cleaner.
What's there now.
They're trying to match that.
I guess I'm looking
fascia.
At this.
Yeah.
On the awning.
Yeah, they're trying to
match
the existing.
That, it looks like.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that wasn't appropriate to begin with.
Right. And it's not visible.
Right.
That is
so far back.
Pretty.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's pretty minimally visible.
Yeah.
So how visible is this?
Design.
How visible is this?
Did they give us any? I don't remember the site views.
There are site views in the previous one, but there were not any sight lines including with this one. And this one is set back more than the last one, and I did request those, but I did not receive any.
Do we have the old views?
Yes, they are in the previous drawings.
Is this part of the commission,
so
or is this your guys' phones?
Here.
I took those, yeah.
I can see it.
Yeah, you can
I
see
mean,
it.
You can see you anything see you get a certain
yeah.
part back.
Distance
I mean,
away.
I,
yeah.
you know, it depends on which side of the street that I'm arguing this, but I mean, my opinion in looking at Secretary of Interior standards on rooftop additions is that if you can see it within 200 feet, anything outside of 200 feet, you're going to see it. Case study, the perfect case study is actually the civic loss, because if you look at the preservation brief standards about where they say it's acceptable to view it, is it within 200 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Once you get past 200 feet, it's highly visible.
Yeah.
Anyways, so that's my little.
Well, and it's clearly.
That's good enough.
I had to do a deep dive
that's
for
the
an appeal.
Technical preservation briefs, right? So that's like
this is the preservation briefs,
yeah.
And that's why I use that as my benchmark.
Exactly.
And especially the civic loss, because that's featured highly on like what's acceptable.
Exactly.
So.
That's what office practice to follow the briefs.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so is the issue the awning, and so, I'm sorry, an awning is not allowed?
Rooftop additions are not allowed on significant rated buildings. This one already has one, so it is an extension of an existing.
But it wasn't recommended by the ARC.
Right, and the ARC recommended denial of that as well, but the commission approved it.
I think that's consistent with your previous not recommendation. That was prior to me being part of the ARC. I think that you should, say, prior recommendation, this is not
stay consistent.
You can also recommend denial and also give recommendations if the commission is.
I think it needs to be lighter.
Yeah.
Not quite as heavy and bold.
Yes.
Well, and I think maybe looking at a different system that doesn't have such a heavy fascia.
Yeah.
We understand why they're doing it, but we've got a bad situation. They're making worse by extending it.
Yeah.
But is our recommendation to deny based on?
Yes.
So, okay, ours are?
We're denied. If we're overridden, we think that they need to look at a lighter, different system.
I have a question.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I mean, this is just a technicality that doesn't need to be meeting minutes. It's just a question. If you give a recommendation, if we are denied, and I'm like, please, it's not like a being too obvious that like, we know this is gonna get denied.
The commission can absolutely still deny it. It just gives them an option to not get denied at or to get approved at commission, then have to come back to you guys for comments on something you've already seen.
Okay.
So do you think that if it were a lighter color, it would be less visible?
No, lighter profile.
Well, no, I know that, but I mean,
I think a lighter color would probably help too, because that dark black is making
so
it very heavy.
So you know what, now you say that, NPS has, in some projects that we have, either additions or actually rooftop equipment that is very visible, but you need it for a project to function. They have asked us to do the color matching the sky, which is a very big what day do you match?
Which day?
Yeah. I know, I love that comment. Like,
but it's actually less visible than if you put it like that typical rust of units from like hunter gray, hunter green. But you do that sort of grayish color or bluish color,
like
that gray, it does disappear more. So maybe finding a lighter hue profile helps.
So how much of what is at this level original, and how much was new construction? Is it just the awning that's new?
No, I think that whole
building,
the whole thing,
Okay, and that was built without our recommendation. Do we know if it was approved by Park Service?
Oh,
I think it was a tax credit project.
They, from our knowledge of having to do this for that building on Frenchman, they seem to be much less strict about rooftop additions than we are.
And what? Sorry.
Yeah.
No, I know.
No,
that one on Frenchman, they approved that one long before we did.
They say they would rather that they did not open the door for this. If it was today, they wouldn't allow it anymore because of what we're seeing now.
Yeah. It depends on when this, but I would say anything.
That was the SHPO that.
Oh, this was a different SHPO?
Well, the Louisiana.
I mean,
SHPO,
not.
It
I
was
mean,
state.
MPS. I'm talking
it
NPS.
Was the state, not the feds.
Yeah.
The feds are crazy right now.
Having said that, I mean, if it's a different color, smaller profile, lighter profile, and I mean, perhaps the footprint could be reduced.
I think they already reduced it.
They did reduce it from the first set.
It's still
fairly.
It's pulling the piece that goes all the way. Is pulling some of it that goes all the way to the edge. I understand that they want to cover a door.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe if they pull it in, so off the edge, so it's just barely covering or protecting that door. That meets that.
Is anybody else seeing what I'm seeing? Because I think they addressed, we said that it was too heavy and that they were also not addressing kind of the fascia, kind of the existing condition. And it looks like they did now put that in there, and in their axon it looks correct, but then when you look at the actual detail, the dimensions of that don't look anything like what they've drawn. So it's very different than, like, if you look at the accent, like, okay, well, maybe that they addressed it, but then when you look at those dimensions, you're like, well, that would look horrible. And it's sort of not in the rendering.
The rendering is an old rendering.
In the axon, the fascia is solid?
Yeah. And the only area that's not is where it's up against the wall.
Yeah, I think that fascia is at 2 feet.
It's two foot six.
Oh, yeah, that's huge. Yeah. It needs to be as thin as possible.
And they call out the detail on 806, but then they include 806.
But I guess we were trying to make the point last time that you can have a system, but this is a historic district, so you can add something to it to make it, you could rig something out to make it, you know, go to a smaller proportion as like an overhang, all the way around, so they could go down from 2'6" to 1 or something. But I don't know. It's always tricky when you sort of get what you're asking for, but then there's differences in the drawings. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's like you can't be sure what you're actually getting.
Seeing that there is no public comment, is there any more discussion or is there a motion?
I move for denial. Mm-hmm. And should the commission choose to override us, that the design should be redone to look at the height of the fascia, the color of the materials. Can we ask for more cut back? I know they've already cut back. Do we ask for more?
Pull off the edge of the roof.
I think it should.
I think at least.
Is there anything else I missed?
Is there a second?
I'll second.
We have a motion by Robbie Cangelosi, second by Randy Hutchinson. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Great. Last item on the agenda, 728 St. Charles Avenue. Can the applicant state their name and address for the record, please?
Hi, Tim Lupin, 535 Arabella Street.
This is an application for the installation of an awning at the Church Street facade, an extension of a rooftop canopy addition at a contributing rated three-story multifamily residential building.
The applicant like to make a brief presentation?
Sure. It's a new owner of the third floor and fourth floor condo of this building that was developed a number of years ago. The third floor windows that you see, one of the first issues that they had to tackle was that they'd all kind of rotted out a bit, and just from exposure to water and light. And so it was her desire to put a canopy basically coming up from the second floor balcony that would help to protect those windows and give a little bit of shade to that area up there. So that's kind of the first part, which is to add a canopy, which you can see in the drawings. And I apologize for forgetting my hard copies, but that second you can see there, basically we're just adding a standing seam metal roof to that third floor balcony in the back. This is on the alley side of that building. It's the back side of the building. Additionally, up at the top, there's a kind of a generous sun deck on the roof that comes off of that penthouse, and it was her desire to add a little bit more shade to that. So kind of scrolling down to the next sheet, you can see what we've done is basically to take the existing overhang that they have up there and just extend it out another, I believe, 8.5 feet, which still brings us within the setback guidelines, but just gives a little bit more shade to that space. What I didn't include in my submittal was a photo of that existing canopy, and I just emailed it to you. I don't know if you have your email on that machine right there, but I just, in case you wanted to see what that looks like. It's basically a very simple canopy with a metal roof and a couple of columns up there. And so what we're going to basically do is just extend this with steel in the same way that it is constructed as it is, and just bring it out another 8 feet. So.
In this balcony that's getting covered, that's on the Church Street side, correct?
Correct, yes. It's very simple. We're just extending the steel columns up and then extending a standing seam metal roof basically over that.
I think the roof on the veranda there helps the building. I do not care for the rooftop addition expansion. It's getting a lot of, it's not quite mass, it's not quite a void, it's something in between. I think it's gotten to be a bit excessive, is my opinion on that.
Personally, I don't have a problem with the roof addition just because of the lack of visibility. That's my, it's so, you know, the Church Street facade, I'm on the fence a little bit about. It's not a primary facade.
It's an alley.
Yeah, it's an alley. Everything around there has been altered as it is over the years.
But you know someone's going to come back and point to it.
So like I put over this thing.
I mean.
Well, one of the inspirations, the photo down on the lower right-hand side is a view from that balcony, right, and a building across that
but
has...
is so set back.
Sure,
from
I get you.
That, you know, the only time that you see that facade is when you're...
somewhere else.
On your balcony.
I got you.
Right.
You're talking about this one here?
Yeah.
This one here.
That's next to Emeralds, I think, or is that Emeralds? Not his, not restaurant, but one of his residents.
Mm.
I just remember him tearing out like about a hell regularly down
but
that street.
This one isn't like super deep. Mm-hmm. Like this ain't something.
My reason for me not to be concerned because that is literally service truck alley. Like there is no. It's not a main corridor. I don't have a problem with covering the balcony. I totally understand that. Those need protection.
Is there anything in the guidelines that would lend to this, like one way or the other?
I mean, it would essentially follow under the rooftop addition guidelines and.
It meets the setback.
So the rooftop setback. What about the awning on the front facade?
I don't believe so.
Wait. We keep calling that an awning. There are posts in those illustrations that come up on the roof. It's a roof.
Okay, so there's the rooftop. There's extension of the rooftop. There's extension of the sun deck roof.
Correct. Yes, on the roof. That's one issue.
Okay, how do we? Okay, let's talk slightly. So the addition of the sun deck roof, any thoughts, feelings?
I express mine.
You're not in favor of it.
I'm okay with it, but I think I would prefer to see like the part that's being abandoned and extended to be enclosed and then the new one be the porch.
That's kind of what I was trying to say.
I'm sorry, I totally missed that.
Sorry.
In other words, there's a room that's up there that has basically a canopy that comes off of it right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what you're saying is it would be nice if that area was enclosed and then an additional outdoor space was...
Yeah, well, with the remainder of what you've got would be the... I wouldn't go beyond that.
Yeah, no, right.
But I think when you would see it from the side, then you'd see...
Oh,
you'd
okay.
See a little bit of enclosed space just at that portion, and then the deck would go beyond it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It
sort of strikes me as suburban.
Yes.
So
you're not
like patio covered.
Yeah.
Cover.
Kind of thing.
Carport covered patio or something like that.
And the proportion's not right.
Yes.
Right.
That's
So, if I may, the where we settled on the amount of covered space there was partially a result of what's covered right there, and then you know, it's sort of from a dimensional perspective, it's kind of unfortunate that there is only the amount that there is right now. So what we did then was we extended it to close to the limit of what you could have done. So it probably would have been better when they developed this to have sort of to have made that room at the top bigger and extend it out to the limit of where you could have done at the time. Mm-hmm. I think the owner's desire in this particular case as well, it's pretty brutal up there in the summertime to just kind of exist. So they were looking for, you know, a way to use that space, which they wanted to cover it as much as they could to a certain degree.
But they want to increase the footprint of the enclosure.
They don't want to, I mean, I don't think she wanted, to make that room any bigger, basically. Okay. She just wanted more.
What if just maybe the sides were enclosed, sort of like traditionally you would do with a little bit shutters, something up in there.
Is that?
Well, she plans on putting some landscaping and stuff in there to basically enclose, but not enclose, if that makes sense.
So I'm confused. So we're extending the horizontal roof.
Correct.
Anything happening vertically between the posts?
Just sort of landscaping and furnishing.
No fixed architectural elements.
No fixed architectural, but I'm sure she would be open to that because she's talked about wanting to block wind up there. So if you think that would help, then we can.
I think it would help.
To pause for a minute, part of the issue we have with accretions like this is that they are gateway drugs to
much larger rooftop additions.
Spaces. Next thing you know, there's glass enclosing it, and you know, then it's a conditioned space, uh-huh. and because we enclose that, we need more, uh-huh. you know, outside space, and this is something we try to discourage on rooftops, yeah. because everybody want something on the rooftop, but nobody wants to be on the rooftop, so then they want to air condition the rooftop, so then there's more on the rooftop than anyone ever initially wanted. And mm-hmm. so I'm concerned about, you know, looking favorably at this. While I understand the programmatic desires, there are some, you know, facts regarding occupying roofs. Mm-hmm. And there has to be, you know, a limit.
And I think that's why I feel differently, where it's you're extending a horizontal surface versus enclosing. So I'm not of the favor of enclosing more up there. This is my personal. I could be okay with extending a little bit of a roof.
Because it's open.
Yes.
The depth of that covered area right now is what, around 10 feet? And you're extending it another 8?
8.
Okay.
Yeah.
And for me,
the verandas on the north side. I'm trying to think of sun patterns on this.
That's the south side.
Yeah, south.
That's the south side.
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay, I thought that was facing Lake Pontchartrain. I'm on the wrong side of the street. Okay.
Yeah. It faces the front of the building faces St. Joe's Avenue.
Yeah.
Right.
Is there any public comment regarding 728 St. Charles Avenue? Hearing none, is there any more discussion?
Can we break this into two separate issues?
Absolutely.
Handle it that way?
Yeah. Yeah.
I move for approval of the roof on the balcony on Church Street.
Okay. All right, so a motion by Robbie to approve the balcony.
Second.
A second by Randy Hutchinson. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Okay, now the second motion is about the extension of the roof over the sun deck.
Correct.
Okay, so there's the extension of the roof over the sun deck. How do we?
You don't like it.
I'll be voting no.
I agree. The proportions are just so strange.
Okay.
Yeah. And I know we were trying to find ways to make it not look so strange by could you enclose pieces of it, but I don't think that's our
role. Yes.
Yeah. And I don't think that's our role here.
Would you be open to sort of seeing a transition piece in there that would sort of get to, you know, what you were talking about in terms of...
We're willing to look at anything. You know, whether we'll approve it's another matter. Sure. You can apply for whatever you want, but we need to kind of see what it's going to be.
I'm kind of a... You start to enclose more, you're opening a whole... I mean, I'm just thinking of the stuff that we've had to acquiesce on recently.
You're right. But when you look at the proportions, it's very suburban.
Mm-hmm. I mean...
In the enclosure of it, I don't see it would be a problem unless we didn't like the detailing of the enclosure. That's the issue that I have. If you leave it to the...
To the owner.
But I can also think of two other projects that have come for us recently where we've had to acquiesce and approve an enclosure because something was already added to the building that we didn't like. So it's just like once you start,
it's gonna work.
Mm-hmm. So it's just how do we feel about this? Thinking about precedents.
Understanding the feedback and the concerns, maybe you take a second pass at this.
Yeah, I can
not necessarily taking any given direction, but like more study needs to happen, and then.
But if I had come to you though in this particular case and said, "Hey, the owner wants to extend the whole building out to that level," it seems to me like I would have had a greater chance than just
me.
You mean like building a fourth floor versus a rooftop?
Well, the guidelines would allow a interior structure going all the way out to that level. Is that?
And carrying the brick up or doing something?
Well, it's
I agree that you could propose that and that might pass, but that's not what you're proposing here.
No, it's not.
Yeah, you could go so back with that.
It is apples and oranges, so you can't really. It might be. I think that if it was a holistically designed, interior condition addition to that existing rooftop addition, it might make more sense and not have the design issues that it has currently.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But this is what you've got.
That's true.
Yeah, it is a proper structure.
So I'll make a motion for deferral so the applicant can restudy his application and propose something else to us. So it's not a denial, it's not an approval, it's a deferral.
Deferral of that motion.
I'll second that.
We have a motion to defer by Robbie Cantalosi and a second by Robert Boyd. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Thank you.
So moving forward, though, I could split the permits and she can go forward with the
back.
Is that a commission approval at this point?
Yep.
Okay.
But we can split the rooftop into a second permit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. We'll do that.
Are we good?
Yeah, we're done.